This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The security contractor Blackwater USA is at the center of an international controversy over the shooting deaths of 17 Iraqis last September in Baghdad. In a piece to be aired later today on All Things Considered, NPR's Dina Temple-Raston provides an Iraqi perspective as told by people who are actually there that day. Dina is with us now to give us a preview. Hi, Dina.
Hi, nice to be here.
Well, how did you get these stories?
Well, the tapes came through some American lawyers who interviewed these eyewitnesses as part of a civil suit that they're bringing against Blackwater. That said, I want to stress here that everything I heard in these interviews was buttressed by what I'd heard from my law enforcement sources who've been looking into the case.
So they actually took tape recorders and microphones along with them to...
And video cameras as
well. And video cameras to interview these witnesses. Who are these witnesses?
Well, there are three main ones. One is the man who was the traffic officer in that square where the shooting took place. There's an employee from the Trade Bank of Iraq who was on the outskirts of the square when the incident happened. He was trying to leave when the Blackwater convoy allegedly rammed his car and then shot him. And then finally, there's a doctor who was waiting for his wife and son to pick him up from work, and he lost both of them in that shooting.
And Dina, paint a picture, if you will, of the traffic circle that day, because what I'm envisioning from what I've heard from the testimony and other sources is that here is a market day and there are lots of people around and it's generally kind of a confused, chaotic, traffic-choked place.
Well, it was, and it is. It's a big square in western Baghdad. But what's interesting about the details that these videotapes reveal is, for example, before security convoys actually entered the square, the police officer looked overhead, and there were helicopters there. They always sort of checked out the road before the security convoys went through. So you knew one was coming if you saw helicopters overhead. So his practice was always to stop the civilian traffic and basically allow the convoys to rumble through the square. It was just easier than snarling up traffic. And that's what he did. And then the Blackwater vehicles came in and stopped in the square in a sort of semicircle. And according to him, they started shooting.
And the witness's testimony as recorded, did you get excerpts or did you get the whole thing?
No, we were concerned that if we got excerpts, we'd get what someone else wanted us to see. So we actually watched the whole thing, hours and hours of videotape. Now, most people who followed this story know that the first car that took Blackwater fire was this white sedan. There was a mother and her son, who was this medical student, who were inside. And the medical student was shot first. And we have a little tape for you. Here's what the police officer, Ali Khalaf Salman, saw, and he was speaking through an interpreter.
He said he went, when he heard the woman crying, he went towards that direction, and he tried to help the medical student who was covered in blood, help him out of the car, but the mother inside was holding tight to her son.
And then he says another shot rang out, and this time it killed the mother. And the car was an automatic, so it kept rolling forward towards the square, and here's what he says happened next.
The car started moving by itself because it was an automatic car towards the square. And at this moment, they started shooting the car with big machine guns, and the car exploded.
You know, what's remarkable about all of this is that there were all these different points of view, but the stories themselves varied very little. The details that changed were mostly from where they were standing, not the facts.
And Dina, what does Blackwater have to say about this?
We gave them a chance to comment on this Iraqi version of events, and their spokeswoman provided Blackwater CEO Eric Prince's prepared congressional testimony from October 2nd. This isn't the version he delivered. When he actually testified, he declined to provide any details about the day. But what this version says was that the convoy came into the square and were fired upon. It says men with AK-47s were shooting at them, and some of them were wearing Iraqi National Police uniforms. Now, Officer Salman, who we have his testimony, he says there were only two policemen in the square, and he didn't even dare draw his gun. He laughed when the lawyers asked if he had. He said if he had drawn his gun, the Blackwater guys would have shot him too.
Thank you, Dina.
My pleasure.
That's NPR's FBI correspondent Dina Temple-Raston. Her report will air tonight on All Things Considered.